Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Karina Bemisterfer, host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast. Yes, you heard me right, daily true crime. Every day, Morning Cup of Murder tells you a straightforward, short-form story about murder, true crime, cold cases, disappearances, serial killers, cults, and more. And I do that all in under 15 minutes. With over 3 years of stories and over 20 million downloads, the Morning Cup of Murder podcast has become a staple of so many people's daily routines. So why not add it to yours? Stream Morning Cup of Murder everywhere you listen to podcasts, and remember, stay safe.
Scary mysteries, twisted news. Google Earth finds missing man, and justice for Leroy Ortiz. Terrifying cases of true crime and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll dive into how a simple Google Earth search ended up solving a case. We'll also look into the shocking development on the cold murder case of boxer Leroy Ortiz. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Google Earth finds missing man. It's amazing how science and technology has advanced through the years. Not only has it drastically improved our lifestyles, but it has also allowed investigators to solve age-old cases, one of which was the disappearance of William Earl Moult. On the evening of November 8, 1997, Moult left his home in Wellington, Florida to grab a few drinks at a nearby club in Lantana. At around 11 p.m., he left the club alone in his 1994 Saturn SL. He called his girlfriend to let her know that he was on his way back, but the 40-year-old man never made it home that night. A day had passed, but the whereabouts of Mr. Moult, who his folks lovingly called Bill, were still unknown. As worry started to creep in, his family filed a missing persons report to the police. But with no leads to work on, the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office was forced to leave the case as pending. The case went cold for many years. Then, after two long decades, the Grand Isles in Wellington took on a lot of changes. New structures were built and Moult's house was sold to new owners. By then, the memories of the mysterious disappearance had already faded away. But then came Google Earth. In August of 2019, an ex-Wellington resident used the Google Satellite Imaging application to look over their previous property. The unidentified former neighbor was examining the entire expanse of the area when a strange object suddenly caught his eye. This object in question was a white sedan submerged in the waters of a retention pond off Moon Bay Circle. The curious individual called the local police about it, and from there, things got interesting. Almost immediately after they received the call, the detectives from the sheriff's office headed over to the specified location. They knocked on the door of a family who happened to live close by the lake to ask some questions. They soon found out that the family had been living in that residence for over 9 years, and never once did they notice the car in the corner of the pond. Curious themselves, Mr. Brian Martin, the homeowner, took his drone and flew it close to the point of interest. Sure enough, hidden in the corner of the lake was a 1994 Saturn SL, the same car that Molt drove the night he disappeared. Investigators took action right away. The area was sealed off with crime scene tape, while the towing operation recovered the submerged vehicle. As the car was pulled out, police described it as heavily calcified, suggesting that it had been in the water for a very long time. To the shock of everyone, they also discovered a decomposed human body inside of the car. The remains were brought to the medical examiner's office for identification. On August 28th, authorities identified the deceased as none other than William Earl Molt. The sheriff's department could not confirm how the car ended up in that corner of the pond. Their theory was that Molt must have lost control of the vehicle and crashed straight into the lake. What made things even more baffling was that records from the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System confirmed that Molt did not appear to be drunk when he left the bar the night he went missing. Questions were also raised as to what hindered him from getting out of the car when it hit the water, but no one could say for sure whether he died from the impact or if he was already dead as the car fell into the lake. Interestingly, the white vehicle under the water had been plainly visible on Google Earth since 2007. However, it was only noticed in 2019. Number 2. Justice for murdered boxer Leroy Ortiz. Leroy Ortiz had a bright future ahead of him. As a highly skilled boxer, the 19-year-old native of Ogden, Utah, was set to fight in the 1969 Golden Gloves Championship in Las Vegas. He was one of the first to ever make it that far from his small town, but the dream he had for himself and for his family was suddenly snuffed out. In March of 69, the lightweight division fighter said goodbye to his mother. He was off to somewhere with two other young adults. Little did his mother know that was the last time that she'd ever see her son alive again. When Leroy didn't come home that night, the Ortiz household started to worry. Usually their brother would let them know if Leroy couldn't make it home for the night, but no message ever came, making them even more anxious. 20 days passed and there was still no sign of young Ortiz. His family did everything they could to find him, even hiring a private investigator for the case. But all their efforts failed. In April of 1969, a dead body was discovered at a small diversion dam near Slaterville, Ogden's neighboring town. That body was identified to be Leroy Ortiz. His family was devastated by the news, even more so when they heard about the circumstances of his death. The investigation confirmed that the young athlete was forcibly led to a shady part of town known as the Hobo Jungle. This was where the city's homeless people used to stay and hang out. Witnesses said that he was bound to a chair by individuals who brought him to the area. As Leroy was trying to escape from the bind, someone shot him in the back with a single round. He died instantly. Police conducted a murder investigation and several suspects were questioned. The two main suspects were brothers Richard and Tony Rios. The Ortiz family had reasons to believe they murdered Leroy because of an unsettled feud. Weeks before his murder, the boxer got into a fight with the Rios siblings at a New Year's Eve dance. Being the more trained and experienced puncher, Leroy easily beat up the two. However, that story alone didn't give any proof that the Rios brothers pulled the trigger. And, as there was not enough evidence to convict the two, they were left off the hook. With no other clues to work with or leads to follow, Ortiz's murder case went cold. For more than 50 years, no one figured out the identity of the perpetrator. Meanwhile, Leroy's family eventually learned to live with the thought that Leroy never got the justice he deserved. However, in 2018, the Utah Cold Case Coalition urged the local authorities to reopen the case. This was because Detective Stephen Haney came across the 1969 police report and decided to give it another look. The report mentioned a man named Raymond L. Norman, who happened to be an acquaintance of Rios. Apparently, when Richard was in prison on unrelated charges, he confessed to Norman that he had killed Ortiz. However, out of fear of the brothers, Norman chose not to prod further into the issue. Strangely, the police failed to follow on this particular lead, and no new information came from the Norman-Rios connection ever since. However, even with this lead, it would still be impossible for the police to convict Rios of the crime without additional evidence. After all, both Rios brothers had already died. Richard passed away sometime in 1995, the same year as the passing of his younger brother, Tony. Moreover, Norman, the only person who could have linked the siblings to the murder, had long since passed away as well. The only thing there was left to do was for the police to declare the case closed. Although it was not the kind of conclusion they wanted, the Ortiz clan was nonetheless relieved that their long-held speculations were finally proven. Meanwhile, investigators are now looking into a different angle on the story. They suspect that aside from the New Year's Eve incident, Leroy's death may also have something to do with his most coveted achievement. As later discovered, the Rios family had another brother who happened to be a boxer as well. This brother was also vying for the Golden Gloves championship fight. Soon after the victim's death, the Ortiz family heard that it was the Rios boxer who replaced their brother for the title fight in Vegas. So there were two of the most shocking and disturbing stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you enjoyed watching this video, then please subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell. We have new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.